up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son. And children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and her parents were astonished. But he charged them they should tell no man what was done. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children for the kingdom of God's sake, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind, and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, He is of age, ask him. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment.